This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.
Tell you something that we've been spotting the last little while. I did something for Nine News today, and that really is all about the amount of cheap wine that you're seeing in your supermarkets right now. Now, the cheapest we spotted was $2.89. I think it was Aldi, and there was a red and a white. And so what happened there was you saw that. You're going, well, how does that work? So you've had what? Meat wars, you've had milk wars, you've had bread wars in the supermarkets, and now it seems you've got wine wars, which seems bizarre. Not bad for Christmas, of course, for the consumer. But the question is, where does the wine come from? Who's making or not making money out of that? And then the final part about that is, well, where is this wine and is it any good? So I think it's kind of interesting to try and observe this. Because I'll tell you what, the big supermarkets, Coles and Woolies, they've certainly got wine in their liquor stores, getting down for $5 a bottle these days. So the point is, whose wine, where does it come from? Now, the interesting side of this is right now, you're in a situation where wine companies around Australia quite clearly have got significant import competition. And on top of that also, they're trying to make certain that they can really get their own wine sales in order. But the real problem is if you have got suddenly big, well, either wide amounts of wine being dumped back in our market, and my understanding of it is some of it's wine that can't be sold overseas, so it ends up back in the domestic market, then obviously it's going to cut your costs and cut your margins. Let's now go to the chief executive of De Bortoli Wines, Darren De Bortoli. His business is back into profitability, but in actual fact, It's share portfolio more than the wine is doing it for. Darren, g'day there. How are you doing, mate?
Good, Ross.
Well, as I say, you're out of the red, which is a good thing, and you're into the, well, into the black, which is not necessarily a wine term, I know that, but just explain, why is it that we can suddenly see such cheap wine on our supermarket shelves these days?
Well, one of the biggest problems, we have a structural issue in the industry, and I put it down specifically to the very high dollar that's caused a lot of pressure, import pressure, as well as making exports more difficult.
The dollar's come down from $1.10. It's now down to 75 cents. You've got everything in your favour. I would have thought that you, right now you'd be highly competitive against the imports, but I'm presuming that many of those imports, if they can't find a home for the wine, they might dump some of it here.
Well, there is another factor, and I was going to get to that, and that's the wine equalisation tax rebate. So, and that is paid on sales up to $1.7 million by the Commonwealth government back to the so-called producers. Now, there's no tight definition of producers, so you can buy the grapes, have them contract made, contract bottled, and you're classified as a winemaker. You can sell that to a retailer. And you can sell at cost, and you can get a rebate back from the government up to $1.7 million for 29% of that sales price.
So do you believe that the wine equalisation tax, is helping some to push more wine into the marketplace and as a result push wine prices down? Because the supermarkets, as you know, are such aggressive buyers, they're very happy to take as much of it as cheaply as they possibly can.
Well, the problem with the wine equalisation tax rebate, and it's a rebate we're specifically talking about, you know, it in fact encourages a lot more competition into the industry because you don't have to be, you know, what we know as a proper winemaker, and that is you actually are making the wine yourself with your own equipment using your own grapes. And that's where the problem lies. So as you get more people coming into the industry to access the rebate, that's more competitive pressure than coming into the industry. Because a normal economic cycle, you get cleansing of the system, you get people being removed from the system, and competitive pressures are reinstated. You know, so the competitive position of normal in a normal environment, companies are reinstated. But with the rebate, it's actually attracting a lot more competitors into the industry. You don't have to be a winemaker to be able to access it. All you have to do is be able to buy the grapes, have the wine contract made, contract bottled, and then you can sell at cost, and you can make a 29% margin because that's the rebate the government will then write a check out for.
Oh, that makes an awful lot of sense. So, Darren, just explain, if you are trying to get your wine into our big supermarkets right now, is that an easy thing to do or a difficult thing to do?
Well, it's very, very difficult, and it's becoming a lot more difficult because some of the major supermarkets understand that some of these sellers are accessing the rebate. And 29%, there's no business makes 29% margin. So they're demanding a share of that rebate as well. So you can understand how the competitive pressures start mounting. And it's a simple fact of economics. That rebate eventually will get traded away.
And the other point I know is that the big supermarkets right now account for around 70% of all wine sales in this country. Now, given the fact that there's about, well, I think the supermarkets have got, give or take, $24 billion worth of wine sales in total, the fact of the matter is that, you know, it's a big wedge of money and a big wedge of the wine industry that is accounted for by our major supermarket groups these days.
Well, that's right. And so you have this additional competitive. You've got these basically two very dominant, or you throw in Aldi, three very dominant retailers who are in a very dominant position that can demand very good trading terms from wine companies. And we've got the additional pressure. We're competing against these virtual winemakers.
All right. I want to go to your business now. Now, I know that you've got back into the black this year, but I also know that you love the stock market. And in fact, even inside your company, you're prepared to have a bit of a fling on the stock market from time to time. And that does certainly see the profits and everything else fly around the place. Come on, what have you been having a look at lately?
Come on,
Darren. You can't get away from me without giving me a decent chance, Tim. What have you been having a bit of a crack at lately?
Who knows what President Trump's going to do?
Well, I would have imagined, knowing you, Darren DeBortley, you would have been pretty happy with President Trump getting in power, and you would have been setting your portfolio accordingly, wouldn't you?
Oh, no, not with the rhetoric that he's attacked the chairman of the Federal Reserve. Yelling, so I'm greatly concerned about that.
So come on, so what have you done? What have you done with that portfolio? Are you with the small stuff? Are you with the mining companies you're hoping to turn around, or where are you with the big end of town?
Yeah, well, you think the commodity sector is looking pretty good, but to be perfectly honest, we're looking at the agricultural sector at the moment, now beyond just wine, viticultural and winemaking assets. I think that's probably where the big future lies, with a strong demand for a good, clean agriculture produce coming out of Australia generally.
I tell you what, I always love to have a chat to you, Darren. The main reason for it is because you've not just got a passion for wine, and you do, and you know more about that wine equalisation tax and rebate than just about anybody in this country. But I like the fact that you think a lot more broadly. And also, as a result, with all those all those shares you look at, all those companies, you get a real vision for the way in which Australia and its businesses are operating. Darren DeBortley, as I say, that issue in regards to cheap wine. Just a final one. Have you tried any of that cheap wine, Darren, by the way?
Well, usually, you know, most of it's pretty good because the Australian consumer demands a fairly high standard. It generally is good commercial wine.
So you're telling me it's not cat's wee wee in that case?
Oh, well, depends if you're talking about New Zealand. So we can. On a serious note, we do also have a major problem in agriculture with the Murray-Darling Basin. Current plan, and it's been a disaster. It's an environmental disaster as well as a social and economic disaster.
I know you and I have talked about that before. Darren DeBortley, as I say, the chief executive of DeBortley Wines, one of the country's biggest family-owned wine companies, also a mad keen stock market investor as well. Always great to have him on the program. But as I say, just have a look out, because that cheap wine, there's a pretty decent story behind it, as we've just explained to you there. And Darren, as always, great to have you on the program.
Yeah, thanks very much, Ross.
This podcast thanks to Audi Altauer Tarman. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Altauer Tarman today.